We have to wake up to the fact that we are not our trauma. We are not the dented can in the back of the grocery store. You know what I'm talking about? When nobody wants to buy it because it's dented, you're not that. You're a child of God. You're part of the royal family of the King of Kings. And today we are healing from the side effects of trauma, and we are breaking the cycle of damage that remains in our souls. Welcome to Think Like a Champion. This podcast is dedicated to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. For the last 2 or 3 weeks, we have been fasting from wrong thinking. If you've been fasting with me from wrong thinking, let me know. It's not a fast from food. Remember, it's a fast from wrong thinking. But let me know if you're following along. Tag me on Instagram, submit a testimony or takeaway at fastfromwrongthinking.com. I really want to hear from you. Join this for free. It is absolutely free. What we're doing is we're dismantling wrong thinking. We are tearing down the strongholds that have held us in bondage and have kept us attached to our past, attached to our family's trauma, attached to our own trauma. We can be healed from this. It is truly a process, and it's okay to be on that journey. I'm on that journey. You're on that journey. I have some new content. Particularly, I'm talking about healing trauma and post-traumatic stress disorder in today's podcast. And last week we taught on part one of this, and this week I want to talk about part two. And our leading verse for this this healing that's going to happen in your life is Luke 4:18-19, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted." Now the word brokenhearted comes from an original root of that word, is the traumatized heart. The traumatized heart. So when a person's heart is broken, it is traumatized. When you're healthy and when your life and when your soul is healthy, no matter what somebody does to you, it can't truly hurt you on the inside. It can't damage you on the inside. What we have is we're walking around with traumatized hearts, which cause us to be very fragile in our relationships and very fragile in our engagement of life. And so we think that that person is the reason why we're brokenhearted, but truly our heart was already traumatized, and that person just is triggering that traumatized heart that already exists in you from your early childhood. And remember, trauma is an emotional response to a terrible event. And when we internalize our traumas and don't address them and don't heal them, they become a roadblock to healing, and they become a roadblock to true maturity in our emotions and maturity in our mental health. So to remain in this emotion of stress, anxiety, trauma, if you remain in that for a prolonged period of time, that's what results in post-traumatic stress disorder. So you could have had a trauma and have it not affect you because you, in a healthy way, overcame it in a healthy way. You put it in perspective. You named it, you framed it, you tamed it. But if you don't address it, and if you don't name it, frame it, and tame it, it leads to a prolonged existence of that trauma bringing you stress and anxiety, leads to what is called post-traumatic stress disorder. And there's more of that in the world than there ever has been. And it's not because the world is more dark or evil than it ever was. It's always been dark and evil since sin entered the world. But the reason why there's so much PTSD is because there are so many people that have ignored the signals and ignored the trauma that they've experienced and have not done the hard work to heal it and to conquer in life. Because ultimately, we're talking about thinking like a champion, to conquer in life, whether that's in relationships, conquer in your emotions, conquer your body, conquer financially, conquer this world, conquer the devil, conquer what comes against you. To conquer in life, we must take responsibility for our unresolved trauma. We must take responsibility for it, because trauma remains in our bodies and remains in our souls until we take responsibility for it until we recognize these familiar thoughts that come to us that say, I'll always be triggered, or I'll always be damaged, or that person always triggers me, or that setting always triggers me. We can't live a trigger-free life where we're never around bad stimuli. We are going to be around people and events and places that remind us of trauma and that trigger us. The secret is not to try to stay away from all those places. It's not to build a trigger-free life. It's to build a healthy soul so that when you are put in the same situation that used to trigger you, it doesn't trigger you anymore. We have to wake up to the fact that we are not our trauma. We are not the dented can in the back of the grocery store. You know what I'm talking about? When nobody wants to buy it because it's dented, you're not that. You're a child of God. You're part of the royal family of the King of Kings. And today we are healing from the side effects of trauma. We're fasting from trauma's deadly assault against us. And we are breaking the cycle of damage that remains in our souls. How do we do that? Okay, if we would realize that the Latin definition for the word defeat, the Latin definition for the word defeat, the undoing of self. Now, before I go on further, I need you to understand this, that remember, Ephesians 1:11 says, it is only in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. We find out who we are in Christ. We're sons of God. We're daughters of God. We're more than conquerors. We're champions. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. All these promises and all these things God says about us are true. But trauma, what it does is it causes you to unfold that self. And your self, the real you, is modified. The real you is like messed with by the DNA of trauma. And so the undoing of the self happens when we allow trauma to influence how we're going to live our everyday lives rather than taking authority over our trauma, taking responsibility for our trauma, and taking the steps necessary to heal it. Okay? So again, too often, people use the Bible as a tool to divide, to criticize, to condemn, to pronounce people guilty of being rule breakers. But the Bible is not that. It is not those things. It is not divisive. It is not critical. It is not condemning. It is a cure. If we want to be healed from trauma and live truly our best life and live truly God's best for us, we have to go to the Bible as a cure. We have to see the Bible as a medicine cabinet rather than seeing it as a rule book that we continue to fall short of. We have to see it as a medicine cabinet. I don't read the Bible to find out what am I doing wrong. I already know what I'm doing. We all know what we're doing wrong already. I'm reading the Bible to cure me. Instead of me trying to fix myself by never doing anything wrong, I'm going to cure myself with the love and the promises of God that are found in the scriptures. And the reason why it's not written as a instruction manual is because the Bible is a treasure chest and a medicine cabinet full of healing. Now, whenever something happens where I cut myself or bruise or whatever happens, you start going through your medicine cabinet, right? And what do you have to do? You might have like, we've got a couple tubs of a couple, you know, boxes of different cures, different medicines, Band-Aids, bandages, all that stuff. But what we have to do, what I usually have to do is I have to dig through all that stuff to find what I need for right now. Well, if we would realize that the Bible is like that box of medicine, that box of cures, that box of treatment, then we'll start reading it to find that promise we need, to find that answer we need, to find that healing we need. You might not find the healing in Genesis chapter 1, but if you will dig around and search enough, you will find the healing cure for what is ailing you. You say, why isn't it just right in front of us? It is right in front of us, but you've got to dig for it. Why do I have to dig for it? Why doesn't God just do it? Because life has undone it, and God wants to help you in the process of redoing your life and redoing your identity in a healthy way. All right. So the broken, wounded pathways. So we have these. So if I could just go back with you for a moment and talk about how trauma creates these broken, wounded pathways. Trauma breaks the bridge. It damages the bridge that gets you to your destiny. It breaks the bridge. It wounds the. It closes up the pathway. It blocks the pathway. It's like a explosion of or an avalanche of rocks that come down from a mountain and block any path to get out of that place where you're lost or out of that place where you're now trapped. That's what trauma does. But the broken, wounded pathways in your soul can be healed. Jesus promised it, as I already read to you in Luke 4:19. Spirit of God anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. Broken comes from the Greek word tribo, which means to rub, and it comes from the base of the word trauma, which is a rut or a path, a wounded path, a traumatized path. So Jesus heals the traumatized heart and restores the path for you to get to the other side. The next step we need to take in dismantling trauma and healing from it is recognizing that admittance of a traumatized condition isn't the same as accepting your traumatized condition. Admitting it isn't the same as accepting it. Admittance is not the same as, you have to admit it, but you don't have to accept it as a definition to define you, confine you, redefine you. No, we acknowledge it, but we don't accept it. We recognize we're stuck, but we embrace the reality that we don't have to stay that way. Listen, whatever's going on in your life, God brought us together for this moment. So being stuck in a rut is not something to pretend you're not experiencing. Being stuck in a rut is a real thing. And listen, everybody gets stuck in a rut. I get stuck in a rut. You get stuck in a rut. It is a real thing, but it is the traumatization. When you get stuck, it's the trauma that keeps you stuck. It's the trauma that paralyzes your path to progress. And so you can't, quote unquote, move on fully until the heart is either healed or it's on the path of healing. This is how we heal, and this is how we fast from trauma. Remember, when we talk about fasting from wrong thinking, it's not a fast from food, it's a fasting from wrong belief systems. Okay, the next thing we need to do with our traumatized heart is bring it to God. Psalm 55 says, give your burdens to the Lord and he will take care of you. Take that trauma, take that damage, take that curse that was passed down from generation to generation that you're experiencing the results of. You're seeing how you never thought you'd see your angry mother in the mirror, but there she is in the mirror now. You never thought you'd see your belittling father in the mirror, but now you look in the mirror and you see him. What do we do with that? We take that to God, and we take this mirror, what we see in this mirror of damage and trauma, and we say, God, I don't want to be this anymore. I don't want to be my mother. I don't want to be my father. I want to be who you made me to be. I want my identity to come from you, not from them anymore. But I see more of them in me than I see you in me. That needs to change, Father. Let's just pray that. If you be honest, I see more of them in me than I see you in me, Father. Let's pray this. Heavenly Father, I pour out my trauma, my wounds, my stress completely on you. I pour it all on you. I trust you to take it from here. I see more of my family. I see more of my past in the mirror than the future. I see more of my parents in the mirror than you. I want to see you more. Come on, say that. Pray that out loud. I want to see you more when I look in the mirror. I want to see love more when I look in the mirror. I'm worried that I see more of them. So I pour that worry on you right now in Jesus' name. Come on, pour that with me. Pour that worry to him. We pour this worry on you, Lord. We pour this bad reflection in the mirror. We pour this frustration that we have, this self-hatred. We pour that on you. And we ask you to give us healthy love in place of our hate. Give us a vision of our future in the mirror more than our past anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that with me, you're on the path. Everything's going to be all right. You stay on this path. Tomorrow, go to our next day of fasting from wrong thinking, whatever it is. It might not be related to trauma, but it's related to what you need next. And just do this every day for the whole 40 days. We started on Ash Wednesday. We do it till Good Friday, Easter weekend. But you might be starting just now. So just start today. Let today be day one in your life. Regardless, when we just poured all that out on God, the Bible says, pour your worries on him, pour your stress on him, and leave it there. And leave it there. For he always tenderly cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7 says. All right, what's next? Now, what's next is we invite Jesus to continue to heal us. Why not do that now? Like we ask the Father to show us the right image in the mirror. Let's ask Jesus to heal us. Just pray this. Say, Jesus, I come to your throne of grace to be healed of trauma. You're the healer of spirit, soul, and body. There's trauma in my body. There's trauma in my soul. There's trauma in my mind. It's carrying in my thinking. I'm asking you to heal it. Heal my heart from the trauma that it carried. Heal my heart from the trauma that is lodged in my body and soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You're well on your way now. I want to give you a couple last thoughts. And if you could just take a hold of what to do next. What we need to do next is we need to burn down the images in our minds. Burn down the lies that have taught us. Burn down the lies that our pain has taught us. You're not a failure. You're not a piece of crap. You're not a loser. You're not a reject or a lost cause. You are not average. Average is your enemy. You're not a lost cause. You're not a loser. You are a man or you are a woman. You are a man of God or you are a woman of God. A son of God, a daughter of God. You are a part of the royal family of God. Now we have to embrace this. If you will embrace that this is over, this staying stuck in the rut, it's over. Everything's going to be all right. Listen, if we will now take the next step, and we'll end here, but I want you to take the next step in healing trauma, because everything between this podcast and the last podcast is all about healing you. Now, we need to be generous and we need to forgive the people that caused the trauma. I believe you can be healed before you forgive someone. But I believe that in order to experience true joy, forgiveness is a necessary part of it. Forgiving somebody. Not forgiving them because they said they're sorry. Not forgiving them because they've changed. But forgiving them because you're offering the gift of healing and you're saying, what you did to me is no longer in control of me. So I'm not waiting for you to do something else before I forgive you, because then you're still in control of me. If I can only forgive somebody because they apologize, that person is still in control of me. Break out of that and forgive people as a gift. Don't forgive them because you have such high character. Don't forgive them because they've apologized, they said they're sorry, they've changed. Forgive them because you are giving a free gift. By the way, the same free gift that was given to you. God gave you the free gift of forgiveness before you apologized, before you changed, before you... Some of us have still not changed yet. And he still forgave us anyway, knowing that we wouldn't change for years or decades. That's how patient God is. If you will release the people that perpetrated this damage against you, forgive them. It's a decision. It's not a feeling. It's the highest manifestation of healing is forgiving. Forgiveness doesn't lead to healing. Healing leads to forgiveness. The highest form of healing is found, or the highest form of forgiveness is found by healing from being under somebody's control. And when you forgive them, you're no longer in bondage to what they did to you. What will happen if you will just give the gift of forgiveness? Let's just say it right now. I'll tell you what will happen, but I don't want you to do it just so these things will happen. But these things will happen. But pray right now and let's forgive the perpetrator. Maybe it was a group of perpetrators. Maybe it was years of trauma, years of abuse by your parents or somebody in the family. They're the perpetrator. Let's forgive them. It's a gift. Why would I give a gift to the perpetrator? Because that's what God did for you. So just say, I forgive the perpetrator of my pain. I forgive. Just say that out loud. I forgive the person who caused trauma in my life. I forgive myself for allowing it in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's a gift. It's a free gift. Now, what are you going to find happen in your life? I'm going to tell you what you're going to find. This gift that you just gave, it's going to result in restoring you physiologically at the cellular level. It's going to produce freedom in you. It's going to produce empathy towards those that are suffering. It's going to create positive, happy emotions. It's going to increase your creativity. It's going to increase your independent thinking. It's going to increase meaningful connections. Forgiveness is the byproduct of deciding that the things that happen to you are no longer going to define you. Let me say it again. Forgiveness is the byproduct of deciding that the things that happen to you are no longer going to define you. When you make that decision, your life is going to soar. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to run and not grow weary. You're going to walk and not faint. Your youth is going to be renewed like the eagle. Amen. Well, that's all I got for you today. I want to wrap up our Think Like a Champion podcast today and say, I'm proud of you for staying with this. I'm proud of you for praying along with me. I'm proud of you for speaking the things that we've talked and spoken out loud here today. I'm proud of you for wanting to heal your trauma. Believe me, your healing is already happening. It's already a work in progress. It's already moving closer and closer to the perfect will of God and perfect mental, emotional, and physical health. In Jesus' name, amen. Now remember, we as a Think Like a Champion family, we as a Life Changers International Church family, we as a Champion Youth and Hype family, we all are fasting from wrong thinking. It's not a fast from food. It's 40 thoughts that we dismantle one step at a time, one thought at a time, one per day for 40 days. It changes your life. It's absolutely free. Go to fastfromwrongthinking.com. If you want the book that has everything written in it and all the testimonies, you can purchase that or make a donation for that book. But getting the emails every day for 40 days is absolutely free. And I really want to encourage you, go to fastfromwrongthinking.com. And you'll you will be transformed and you will be well on your way to experiencing your God-given destiny more than you ever have before. Would you take a moment and, if you believe in what you've heard today, give and pay it forward? I want to thank those of you who have given and those of you who are giving now, but would you go to lifechangeschurch.com? There'll be something on your screen that you can, a link you can go to, or go to lifechangeschurch.com/give is probably the easiest way. You can text to give, 77977, and make a gift in helping somebody else experience this healing from trauma. And until next time, let's keep fasting from wrong thinking. Let's keep thinking like champions, because that's who we are. That's who you are. And I can't wait to see you at our next episode. God bless.